Well, a beautiful thing which people want to know is how quickly can they get pregnant? In fact, a lot of women, after they have had unprotected intercourse, the next morning they say, "My God, I am pregnant." But how early can you get pregnant is not only important for any human being, but if you're trying for a pregnancy, it becomes even more important of how quickly can you get pregnant. I'm Dr. Sunil Jindal, a urologist, reproductive medicine specialist. Love to make these audios for you so that you may know exactly how, when, and how much time will you like to get pregnant in. And more importantly, I love when you have the joy of your life, your baby. So let's begin with the episode and let's hop onto it. So because many people wonder when they'll get pregnant, but the answer really is dependent on person to person. Some people get pregnant in the first one, some people take a bit longer, but about 75% conceive within 6 months. Then if you not get pregnant, do you need assistance? This I'm going to tell you in the end of when do you need assistance. But now, what are the odds of getting pregnant right away? So I'm going to talk to you about a research. This research took place in Germany. There were 346 women. They were practicing to have a baby naturally. And they were doing the baby basal body temperature charting, cervical mucus charting, and these tools they were using to know the most fertile days. And this group of couples knew which days to have sex in. And you know what happened? After 1 month, 38% were pregnant. After 3 months, 68% were pregnant. After 6 months, 81% were pregnant. And after 12 months and 1 year, they were all young women. 92% were pregnant. So, in a way, 310 conceived out of 346 and 10.44% did not get pregnant. So, let's look at it in this fashion. A lot of people do not know how to try for pregnancy naturally. I'm going to make an audio on this as well. But those who know need to know that this is the chance that you are going to have a baby in case your age is less than 60 years. But if you do not get pregnant in 1 year, well, if you are more than 35 years of age and you have tried for 6 months and you are not pregnant, go and see a doctor. And in case you are less than 35 and you have tried for 12 months, the chances are you may need medical help, go and see a doctor. But the interesting thing is that if you go and see a doctor, with very little intervention, in 36 months, out of the 10% couples who don't have children, about 6% can have. And the rest of the 4% who do not have children after 4 years are those who need good medical help. Now, the interesting thing is that how long does it take to get pregnant? So it is not that you have intercourse and you get pregnant the next day. No, it doesn't happen that way. Let's understand two things. Number one, the life of a sperm is 5 days and the life of the woman's ova is 12 hours. So now supposing a woman ovulates on Thursday in the morning and the man and the couple have had intercourse on Monday at 10 p.m. There is a chance, because of the 5 days, that the sperm may be present, that pregnancy may be there. But the chances of pregnancy would have been more if the couple had intercourse the night before. Now, supposing you have sex on Friday, and Friday is the day to ovulate. Fertilization can take up to 12 hours. But after 12 hours, it's unlikely to be fertilized. So if you have it after ovulation, the chances of your fertilization are less. Anyway, I'll just cut short it in a beautiful way. At the time when a ovum is released, it should have sperms present over there. And for that, it is important that you have sex just before or a day before ovulation. Regardless of this, once fertilization takes place, it takes 7 to 10 days for the embryo to implant. Now, let me make it this way. If you take into account the time of the sperm survival, fertilization and implantation, it can take 7 to 15 days. Because the sperm may be present over there for up to 5 days. And normally after fertilization, the implantation takes place in 7 to 10 days. So some women say that they had intercourse last night and they feel pregnant. Are they pregnant? No. You may feel, but you're not pregnant. So now the reasons for not getting pregnant. So the reasons that you're not getting pregnant are, number one, luck. So we've spoken so much of ovulation, fertilization, implantation. But it is not necessary that when the sperm meets the egg, it makes a healthy, genetically normal baby. So if the genetically normal baby is not there, there won't be a pregnancy. So number one is luck. Number two is frequency and timing of sexual intercourse. So you don't need to drive yourself crazy thinking about the fertile days. If you have consistent intercourse in the fertile period after every 48 or 24 hours, that's fine. But your frequency and frequent sex help you. Third is age. As you age, man and woman both, the quality of your egg and sperm goes down. The quality of your egg goes down particularly because of age. And because of the lower, egg quality and sperm quality, the chances of mistakes in the DNA would be more. And because of that, the chances that the embryo will be genetically normal will be less. And so pregnancy is less. Next is weight. If you're obese, you eat a lot of chips, you have a lot of soda, and if you're underweight, both can increase the time to get pregnant. And of course, there are fertility problems. There are a lot of problems with the male and the female, and there are some symptoms of these risks that you can find out, which I'm going to speak later on in another episode. So, luck, frequency and timing of sexual intercourse, age, weight, fertility problem, all of these can lead to this problem. Now, when do you need to get help? Listen to this, because this is a bonus tip. If you're trying for 6 months and you're older than 35, go and visit a doctor, because age can be a factor. And it's important not to wait, because every moving year ahead is going to decrease your fertility. And if you're younger than 35, you have been trying for 6 months, well, you could wait for a year to pass unless and until you know you have fertility problems. And there's some doctors who would ask you to wait. But if case you they find that you have a fertility problem, there is no harm in getting investigated earlier. But important thing is, have timed intercourse for 6 months. Have a good healthy lifestyle, be stress-free, investigate yourself if you do not have a baby then, and in the end, just have a baby, because nothing gives us more pleasure than we knowing that you have got pregnant after trying for a baby. So, I hope you like this episode. Keep tuned in for the rest of the episodes. I wanted to make this episode because I love doing my work, and I love it even more when at the end of the day, you have a baby. Good luck, and always be blessed.